So we welcome you to the auspicious celebration of the performance of the Govardhan Puja, the lifting of Govardhan Hill, and the humbling of Indra. In the evening, I'll speak more about Govardhan Puja. But now I will speak about Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic feelings of separation and how they came into play with Govardhan Hill. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Anti Lila, Chapter 14. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation from Krishna. Text 1. Krishna vicheda vibrantya manasa vapusadhyaya yad yad vyadata gaurangas tadlesha katyate duna. I shall now describe a very small portion of the activities performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his mind, intelligence, and body when he was bewildered by strong feelings of separation from Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Swayam Bhagavan, Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Bhakta Gana Pran. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All glories to Lord Gaurachandra, the life and soul of his devotees. Jaya Nityananda Chaitanya Jivana, Jaya Dvaita Charya Jaya Gaura Priyatama. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very life. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is extremely dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Swarup Srivasadi Prabhu Bhakta Gana Shakti Deha Kariyena Chaitanya Vamana. All glories to Swarup Damodar and the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur. Please give me the strength to describe the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 83. Raghunatha Dasera Sada Prabhu Sange Stili Tanramukhi Shunili Ki Kariya Pratiti. Raghunatha Das Goswami lived continuously with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am simply recording whatever I have heard from him. Although common men do not believe in these pastimes, I believe in them totally. Ekadina Mahaprabhu Samudraya Ite Chataka Parvata Deki Lena Achambite. One day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the sea to bathe, he suddenly saw a sand dune named Chatak Parvata. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the sand dune for Govardhan Hill and ran toward it. Now the next verse is the verse that's written on the board, so we'll recite this responsively. Please repeat. Hanta,
Hanta,
Ayam,
Ayam,
Adri,
Adri,
Abala,
Abala,
Haridasavarya,
Haridasavarya,
Yat,
Yat,
Rama Krishna Charana,
Rama Krishna Charana,
స్పర్శ ప్రమోద మానం తనోతి స With all kinds of necessities. water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.18. It was spoken by the gopis when Lord Krishna and Balaram entered the forest in the autumn. The gopis spoke among themselves and glorified Krishna and Balaram for their pastimes. So we'll speak more extensively on this verse in the evening. But right now, we are discussing the pastime of Lord Chaitanya's mistaking Chatak Parvat for Govardhan Hill and reciting this verse. And as we will see, as the pastime unfolds, this word, Kandara, what does Kandara mean?
Caves.
This is very significant in the pastime that is about to unfold. And also flowers. The Sanskrit says kandamulai, but the acharyas explain that that also includes fruits and flowers and various kinds of vegetables. Text 87. Now this is a very significant part of Krishna consciousness and the descriptions of Lord Chaitanya, which are his ecstatic symptoms. And we should consider what is going on inside of him, inside of the Lord, that would cause such extreme symptoms to be manifest. We can, you know, hardly experience anything like that kind of emotion. But yes, we can shed a tear every now and then. And that tear is a sign of something that's going on inside of us. So whatever little we're able to experience, if you multiply that by billions and trillions of times, that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing internally. And it is because of the intensity of his internal emotion, ecstatic emotion, transcendental emotion, that he manifests such extreme symptoms externally. So whenever we hear, and we're going to hear, whenever we hear about such ecstatic symptoms, we should try to consider what is going on inside of him. Now, at the very beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains the purposes for Lord Chaitanya's descent. It's right in the fifth verse, fifth and sixth verses. So you must have heard this, I'm sure you've heard this. So what are the reasons for Lord Chaitanya's descent? Why did Krishna come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? There are three reasons, but I'll be happy if someone can say one.
To teach you the chant of the Mahamantra?
Yes, that's true. Yes. To give everyone the prayer, yes. Sorry? Yes, now this is coming close. Shishirana Nidamadhava Kija. Yes, there are internal reasons and external reasons, and the reasons all of you gave are correct. But this particular verse refers to the internal reasons. Kalindi? Yes. Krishna wanted to experience the love that Srimati Radharani feels in relation to him, and experience the happiness that Srimati Radharani feels in Krishna's love. So this is going on in these pastimes. That purpose for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to experience Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna, that is happening now. And it's very intense. It's extremely intense, Radharani's love for Krishna, and separation, specifically in separation. So yes, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing in essence is what Srimati Radharani experiences in separation from Krishna. And it's very extreme. But although externally it appears like misery, internally it is actually ecstasy. Externally it appears like agony, but internally it is ecstasy. And that also becomes revealed in this passage. Text 87. Reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran toward the sand dune as fast as the wind. Govinda ran after him, but he could not approach him. Govinda is Mahaprabhu's personal servant. First, one devotee shouted loudly, and then a tumultuous uproar arose as all the devotees stood up and began to run after the Lord. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, and Shankara Pandit are some of the devotees who ran after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati also went toward the beach, and Bhagavan Acharya, who was lame, followed them very slowly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running with the speed of the wind, but he suddenly became stunned in ecstasy and lost all strength to proceed further. So, stamba, being stunned, is one of the symptoms of ecstatic ecstasy, I mean ecstatic love. And being stunned means that one cannot move externally. The flesh at each of his pores erupted like pimples, and his hair, standing on end, appeared like kadamba flowers. Blood and perspiration flowed incessantly. Blood and perspiration flowed incessantly from every pore of his body. And he could not speak a word, but simply produced a gargling sound within his throat. The Lord's eyes filled up and overflowed with unlimited tears, like the Ganges and Yamuna meeting the sea. His entire body faded to the color of a white conch shell, and he began to quiver like the waves in the ocean. While quivering in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down on the ground. Then Govinda approached him. Govinda sprinkled water from a karanga water pot all over the Lord's body. And then, taking his outer garment, he began to fan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Swarup Damodar and the other devotees reached the spot and saw the condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began to cry. So, not only are these symptoms extreme, but in the case of an ordinary person or devotee, the physical body could not bear such extreme ecstasy. In fact, it is said that the physical body cannot bear the full manifestation of ecstatic symptoms in the stage of prema. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is far beyond prema. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu explains that after prema, there are still further developments of prema, of love. Sneha, man, rag, anurag, bhav, and mahabhav. And mahabhav can really only be experienced by Srimati Radharani and her close associates. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was experiencing mahabhav. And even simple prema is, it really cannot be contained in this physical body, and when one comes to that stage, one leaves the physical body and joins the pastimes of Krishna. But, of course, Mahaprabhu's body wasn't physical, but still that he was in part playing like a human being, and all the devotees loved him as their life and soul. They loved him more than their very selves. So seeing him in that condition, they all began to cry. All eight kinds of transcendental transformations were visible in the Lord's body. All the devotees were struck with wonder to see such a sight. Purport. The eight ecstatic symptoms are the state of being stunned, perspiration, standing of the hairs on end, faltering of the voice, trembling, fading of the body's color, tears, and devastation. Text 100. The devotees loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and washed his body with cold water. After the devotees had been chanting for a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly stood up, chanting, Hari Bol. Say, Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, all the devotees loudly chanted Hari Hari in great jubilation. Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! In great jubilation. The auspicious sound filled the air in all directions. Astonished, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and began looking here and there, trying to see something, but he could not catch sight of it. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all the Vaishnavas, he returned to partial external consciousness and spoke to Swarup Damodar. So, earlier the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had three phases of consciousness. One is external consciousness, which we all have, Bhayadasha. And then there's internal consciousness, Antarbhayadasha. In other words, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was stunned and then he collapsed onto the sand, he was in internal consciousness, Antardasha. And then when the devotees came and they sprinkled cold water on him and fanned him and chanted the holy name, he came to partial external consciousness, Ardha Bhaya Dasha. And in that state, he disclosed what was going on internally. If he was in full external consciousness, he would not speak about these things. But because he was still partially in that state of internal consciousness and not fully aware of the external circumstances, and especially the devotees, the presence of the devotees who would be hearing what he would be saying, because he wasn't completely conscious of that, he spoke and thus gave us an opportunity to get a glimpse of what was going on internally. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all the Vaishnavas, he returned to partial external consciousness and spoke to Swarup Damodar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Who has brought me here from Govardhan Hill? I was seeing Lord Krishna's pastimes, but now I cannot see them. Today I went from here to Govardhan Hill to find out if Krishna were tending his cows there. I saw Lord Krishna climbing Govardhan Hill and playing his flute, surrounded on all sides by grazing cows. Hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends came there to meet him. They were all very nicely dressed. When Krishna and Srimati Radharani entered a cave together, the other gopis asked me to pick some flowers. So, of course, this is a very intricate and esoteric subject, but it's a special occasion, and we should at least be aware of these topics. But, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to experience Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. But he also, along with experiencing her love directly, he wanted to experience the love that her assistant gopis feel for Krishna, for Radha and Krishna. So at this particular stage, because he is in the mood of separation, but that separation has brought him to meet him internally. And in that meeting, he cannot be Srimati Radharani. That would not be proper according to his mood. So he's actually in the mood of an assistant servant to the gopis. And so they, and this is our philosophy, and this is our position. Naham Vipra, we're not anything of this material world, but Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Dasa, the servant of the servant of the servants of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually experiencing that internally, being the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. And so they asked him, or her, to collect flowers. That was his service, to collect flowers. How many devotees here collect flowers for Radha Deva Madhava? That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked to do by the gopis, a very elevated service. Actually, everything we do here is very elevated. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Just then, all of you made a tumultuous sound and carried me from there to this place. Why have you brought me here, causing me unnecessary pain? I had a chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but I could not see them." So this is very paradoxical that externally the symptoms were very extreme and they were unbearable for the devotees to see, because we read it, blood and perspiration were flowing from his pores. So they couldn't bear to see that because it looked like so much suffering. And so much violence to the body. But internally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in at Govardhan in a manjari form and was asked to pick some flowers and he had an opportunity to see Radha and Krishna's pastimes and serve them. And then his followers brought him back. So he's, why did you do that? I had a chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but I could not see them because you all brought me back here. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep. When all the Vaishnavas saw the Lord's condition, they also wept. At that time, Harmananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati arrived. They were on the level of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. So he was very respectful towards them. Senior sannyasis in Jagannath Puri. Seeing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became somewhat respectful. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to complete external consciousness and immediately offered prayers to them, because he always followed etiquette. This is one of the principal features of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's behavior and teachings, that one should follow Vaishnava etiquette, and we should know what is Vaishnava etiquette so that we can follow it. So you saw all these senior sannyasis have come. So that took him out of his partial external consciousness and brought him to full external consciousness. And then he began to offer them prayers. Then these two elderly gentlemen both embraced the Lord with loving affection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Puri Goswami and Brahmananda Bharati, "Why have you both come so far?" Puri Goswami replied, "Just to see your dancing." When he heard this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became somewhat ashamed that this is like too much. He's like senior venerable Vaishnava sannyasis of Jagannath Puri. Why have you come so far to see your dancing? So he felt like very ashamed. Then he went to bathe in the sea with all the Vaishnavas. After bathing in the sea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence with all of the devotees. Then they all lunched on the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. Thus I have described the transcendental ecstatic emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Brahma cannot describe their influence. In his book, Gauranga Stava Kalpa Briksha, Raghunath Das Goswami has very vividly described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of running toward the Chatak Parvata sand dune. Samipe niladres chatakagiri rajasya kalanad aye goste govardhana giri patim lokitam iha rajan asmityupta pramada iva dhvanam avakrito ganai swar gorango hridaya udayan mam adayati. Near Jagannath Puri was a great sand dune known as Chatak Parvata. Seeing that hill, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, I shall go to the land of Raja to see Govardhan Hill." Then he began running madly toward it, and all the Vaishnavas ran after him. This scene awakens in my heart and maddens me. Purport. This verse is quoted from the Gauranga Stavakalpa Vriksha 8. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran madly towards Chatak Parvat, feeling separation from Radha and Krishna and the gopis and Vrindavan and Govardhan Hill. And that scene awakens in Raghunath Das Goswami's heart and makes him mad with separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 121. Who can properly describe all the uncommon pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They are simply his play. I have briefly described them just to give an indication of his transcendental pastimes. Nevertheless, anyone who hears this will certainly attain the shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So, what did I just read? This is very important. It explains the benefit of hearing what I just read. At least you were partial external consciousness. Most were in internal consciousness. All right. Yes.
Maharaj, isn't that complicated to understand how could Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could be in the mood of separation? He was Krishna himself.
Yes, I'll explain that. But right now we have one more verse. We have this verse and then one more verse that I want to finish first. All right. I have briefly described them, means the uncommon pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to give an indication of his transcendental pastimes. Though he can't describe them fully, just to give an indication, he describe them. Nevertheless, anyone who hears this will certainly attain the shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So, what is the benediction that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives to anyone who hears the description of Lord Chaitanya's uncommon pastimes. You will attain the shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Ye iha sune paya Krishna charana. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunatha, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, 14th chapter, describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental ecstatic emotions and his mistaken Chata Parvata for Govardhan Hill. Hare Krishna.
How can I take this name? Not that I ask, I am not going to pay. And who became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to pay this debt? He came Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes. Yes, that's a very significant point. That after Krishna disappeared from the rasa dance, the gopis sang their songs in separation, and then eventually Krishna came back. And the gopis, although they were happy that Krishna came back, they were unhappy that he had left them. But they didn't want to accuse him directly. So very intelligently and very tactfully, they asked him to explain a subject matter to them. And so they asked him about three categories of lovers. Those who love others only if others love them. And Krishna said that they're actually businessmen. They want quid pro quo. You know, if there's a Beatles song. If you love me, I'll love you. Yeah. You scratch my back, I'll scratch you. Then there are those who love others even if the others don't love them in return. And Krishna says they are the best. And there are two categories, parents, and that's in the pure state of parenthood, that they love their children even if their children don't love them back. They serve their children even if their children don't give them anything back in return. And then devotees, they're the best. They're merciful, like Nityananda Prabhu was merciful to Jagannatha, even though they tried to kill him. So they're Prahlad Maharaj, he prayed for his father, even though his father tried to kill him. And then there are those who, so one is they love others only if others love them. The other is they love others even if the others don't love them. And the third is they don't love others even if others love them. And so Krishna divides that category into different subcategories. So one category is a kritya, ungrateful. And so the gopis thought by asking their question that Krishna would be forced to lead himself to the conclusion that he was ungrateful because they sacrificed everything for him and he didn't reciprocate. And then even worse, there's like guru juhi, those who are envious of superiors. And then, anyway, so then Krishna said that you might think that I was not reciprocating your love for me, but actually I was. Because your only desire is that your love for me should increase. And so by disappearing from your presence, your love for me increased. Just like a poor man with great difficulty, he earns some money. And then if he loses the money, he'll be thinking of it all the time. So he gave that an example. Now, the fact is that what Krishna said was not true. It's not true because at the gopis' level of love for Krishna, their love is always expanding naturally. Whether he separates himself from them or not, their love is always expanding for him. But he was saying, so don't think that I wasn't reciprocating your love. I was always with you, even when I left you. And I was watching how your love for me was increasing by my separation. And there is truth to that. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. So he was saying, actually, I was reciprocating your love. I'm not ungrateful. But then he ultimately said, actually, it's true, I cannot reciprocate your love. Because your love is focused exclusively on me. Eka Nishna. To meet me, you left, you know, your parents or your husbands, your children. You sacrificed all your relationships for me because you're focused only on me, Eka Nishna. But I am Boho Nishna. I sneak out at night. I preserve my relationship with my parents and friends. And I give myself to everyone, you know, to my parents, to my friends, to my servants, to practicing devotees who are just trying to develop their relationship with me. I spread my love among so many others. And I don't give up those relationships for you, but you give up everything for me. So I cannot repay you. I cannot repay you. You have defeated me. So when the gopis heard this, they thought, now Krishna's defeated us. Because we could not admit that he defeated us, but he admitted that we defeated him. So he's defeated us by admitting his defeat. But it's true. It's true that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, he admitted he was defeated by them because of their love, the purity of their love, and the exclusive devotion they had for him. And so, to repay his debt to them, and to experience that Ekanishta devotion, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's like in Krishna Leela, everyone knows how the gopis and the other residents of Vrindavan were crying for Krishna. Actually, he was also crying for them, separation, but everyone knows how they were crying in separation for him. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the world could see how Krishna was as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was crying in separation. So this is, but those words that Krishna uttered, I cannot repay you, those stayed with the gopis after Krishna left Vrindavan, and that those words sustained them, sustained their lives in his apparent absence. Yes. So, Janak Maharaj is saying that, okay, we've heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms, so what about the ecstatic symptoms of Govardhan Hill? And so the Acharyas explain, with reference to this verse, that because it is mentioned here, Ramakrishna Charanas Parasha Pramoda, that he is jubilant by the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. So how does he show that jubilation, that ecstatic love? So they describe that the long grasses on Govardhan Hill are his hairs standing up in ecstasy. And the waterfalls of the Govardhan Hill are his ecstatic cry. And then there are, sometimes it happens that like drops of water seep through the stone, and that's his ecstatic perspiration. So, and One symptom of ecstasy is that it's in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, like that his body becomes elongated. So when Govardhan Hill was lifted by Krishna's lotus hand, it expanded in size to accommodate all the Rajavasis, so that was considered an ecstatic symptom that his body elongated.
When he lifted the golden hill, Krishna saw Ramas. He saw all the gopis go by with other brothers to me. And but the Gita is lifted by Krishna's lotus hand. He is evil. That's why
Yes. Could you all hear? He said that when Krishna left Govardhan Hill with his little finger of his left hand, so that caused Govardhan to feel ecstasy, and in that ecstasy he was shivering, he was trembling. But the Vrijavasis saw that that the hill is shaking, that Krishna may drop the hill. So then they all said, "Oh, we have to help Krishna hold up the hill." So they cowered, and they were all putting up their sticks to keep the hill alive. But it was actually Govardhan's ecstasy that he was trembling. What else? What other jewels will come out of the deep mine of your Krishna consciousness?
What happened to us when we see the golden hill? But when we go, we play around. What happened to us? What thing did we got?
Sorry?
What thing did we got?
Oh. Sharik Maharaj is asking, what happens when we go to Govardhan Hill? What feeling do we have? Well, of course, different devotees will have different feelings depending on their mood. I mean, we can see what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feeling. But I think every devotee who goes feels Govardhan's presence and mercy. And they feel that, and it's true, that he's in the mood to fulfill all the desires of the devotees who circumambulate him. And it's said that as the devotees walk around Govardhan Hill, Govardhan is making note of all their desires. But of course, we want to desire something that will really be of lasting benefit and truly satisfy us. They feel that, yeah, they feel. What do you feel?
Thank you.
When he's on the treadmill, he does Govardhan Parikrama in his mind. And then when he comes to the Bhaktivedanta Ashram, which is near Dangati, he comes to the Bhaktivedanta Ashram, and which was acquired by Tamal Krishna Goswami and me. And then Keshava Bharti Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami, asked him to take charge of it and renovate it, which he did very nicely. And so then on his parikrama on the treadmill, he comes to the Bhaktivedanta Ashram, and he does jai to Srila Prabhupada and his Guru Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami, and to Keshava Bharti Das Goswami, and to me, and now now Srila Gurudev Samadhi is there, so he does to his Samadhi. And that in turn reminds me, because he began by saying that his spiritual master and I took him there on parikrama. That's what he remembers about Govardhan Hill. So in Srila Prabhupada's last days with us, he expressed a desire to go to Govardhan Hill. But at that time, his health, well, I would say his leading disciples felt that his health would not allow him to make the journey to go downhill. And, but then after, yeah, so then Prabhupada just stayed at the Krishna Balaram temple and then he left. But after he left, Tamal Krishna Goswami and the other leading disciples felt that they should take Srila Prabhupada parikrama to go over that hill. So there was a little grass Prabhupada deity. Prabhupada deities were not common then. And so we went there. And also didn't do full parikrama, but just a half parikrama. And I remember we ended up at Radhakund, and they brought the deity on the Sangam, you know, near where they have the Govardhan Shivas. And at that moment I felt clearly that that deity was Prabhupada. You know, there's no difference between that deity and Prabhupada. And then later, you know, we got that idea to get the palace. It was a palace of a king. And you know, give Prabhupada a permanent place of residence at Govardhan. So, yeah.
When they asked me, why you have not been thinking last night of Srila Prabhupada? So, why is that to go?
We have to get that microphone. We have it. We need to appoint someone. Because he said a lot of nice things, but I don't know how many people could hear it. But to summarize, Srila Prabhupada expressed his desire to go on Parikrama to Govardhan Hill by bullock cart. And, you know, the leading disciples felt his body would not withstand it, and he could probably just die on the way. So, Jamal Krishna Goswami said that he brought the biggest Govardhan Shiva to Houston so that Prabhupada on the Vyasa San in Houston could always see Govardhan Hill. And then he bought the palace, the king's palace at Govardhan Hill. And the king, or maybe his father or grandfather, the king's lineage was very, they were obviously great devotees of Govardhan Hill, so they, the king's asana, throne, asana, platform, just faces Govardhan Hill. So when the king would be sort of get sitting in court, you can see Govardhan Hill. So now Prabhupada's deity is there. So he's always at Govardhan Hill, and he's always having darshan at Govardhan Hill. All right. Well, so thank you very much. I think I've run out of things. You'll have to come up with something. Yes. Last.
My question?
Yes.
I asked you about the Chaitanya room, how to be in separating him from his Krishna himself.
Yes, because he adopted the mood of Radharani. Radha Bhava Duty. Radha, Bhava, that means the mood, and duty means the complexion. So he took on her mood and her complexion. So he was Krishna, but he wasn't in the mood of Krishna. He was in the mood of Radharani.
So, is
He came especially to experience that. Sometimes he was in the mood of Krishna. Sometimes he was in the mood of a mandiri, an assistant to Radharani. But especially he came to experience Radharani's mood. And in separation. So yeah, he was Krishna, but he was in Radharani's mood of separation from Krishna.
So when you say Radharani's mood is the same that Radharani's internal consciousness?
Yes. I mean, a lot of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt internally, that's what Srimati Radharani feels internally. Yes, correct. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Giri Govardhan ki jai. Hare Krishna.